Well, he also. Now, if you are sick, and that I don't know, but if you are sick, I could not heal you, because he's already did that. But it might be that if his presence here would make you understand perfectly that he's here, then that would raise your faith to accept it. See? And that's what it would do for the audience. What it would do for this woman would do for each and every one of you.
Amen.
I just believe that. Because he was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes we was healed. We were a way long time ago, 2,000 years ago. Salvation and healing came then. I said, what you talking for, Brother Branham? I'm seeing what the Holy Spirit will say. I don't know her. And the hardest place I ever had to have a meeting is right here. Because that's what Christ said. A prophet in his own country, among his own people. See? If he went into his own, and many things he could not do. He walked away. Now, it's not because this little group here, that isn't it, my church, they love me and believe me. But it's the outside element and the Word of God that says so. But I am stalling just a moment to see if the Spirit of God will anoint me to find out that she's a spirit and she's flesh. Someday the spirit will leave, and then the flesh will decay. The spirit goes to the God again. Here's the spirit too, standing here. But it's representing the body of flesh. Now, if these spirits are hooked into that vine, it'll bring forth the... What was it when a spirit come before Jesus? That was something wrong with it? The spirit that was in him revealed it. See? And the woman went, revealed it. She accepted it and said, you must be the Messiah. We know that when he's coming, he'll tell us these things. Peter, when he come over, he kind of wondered what Andrew was talking about. He said, he is the Messiah. And when he got to it, he said, your name is Simon. You're the son of Jonas. That was enough for him. You know, he didn't know who he was, but he knows who you are. I don't know who you are, but he does. I don't know nothing about you, but he does. I hear it is. Now the Spirit of God is here at the altar.
Amen.
You knew something happened. You're here for a nervous condition. Right. You have arthritis also. That is the truth. Do you believe? I've never seen the woman in my life.
Amen.
Isn't that sweet, that real... I know you're dying to feel it. I'm looking at it. Just like a sweet spell in your heart. See a man come up from here. Your brother. You've been praying much for him. I see a younger man. It must be a minister. It's your son. He has a spiritual problem. You've come a long way to get here. You've come from the south, coming this way. You're from Tennessee. You're Mrs. Tabor. Go back. You have your ear. Now, I never touched the woman. The Holy Spirit did that.
Amen.
Now that's the same, is that the same way it happened in the Bible?
Amen.
That woman said, you must be Messiah. Now that don't mean me be Messiah. That means that the Spirit of the Messiah is here.
Amen.
We're just men and women. It's
Amen.
The Spirit of the Messiah.
Praise God.
Now, you receive it. Be plucked up out of that old unbelief. And be planted right by him. Now raise yourself up and say, Lord Jesus, thou being the Son of God, the High Priest, Brother Branham just said, you're seated in the majesty above. You were predestinated before the foundation of the world. You were slain to bring this result that me, a halfway believer, trying to believe, might be made fully to believe. Let me touch your garment. You had me speak to me. You were in the audience. You say the same thing. For if you are the same yesterday and forever, you let me touch you with my faith, laying aside all thoughts of disbelief. Let me touch you.
Yeah.
I believe you raised your hand too that we were strangers to each other. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, if the Lord Jesus can reveal to me something that's wrong with you or something some way, you would believe that this lifeline that the church is actually planted in God. Jesus said, that day you'll know that I'm in the Father's in me, and I in you, and you in me. See, it's that life of God going right down through the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right down into the church, see? Makes us one. We're branches. We're representatives of His. If you believe that, that foot trouble would leave you. Would you believe it?
I believe it.
All right. You go ahead. And your husband there would be healed also. You believe he would?
Yes.
Of the hernia, you sir believe it should be healed?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You do. You got a daughter also.
She
has a spirit of some spiritual trouble. You come from the north coming this way. You come down the highway, you're from Austin. Your name is Miss White. That thus saith the Lord. And he will make it well. God will give you the desire of your heart.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If thou canst believe, all things are possible. The life of the life of Christ in the branch.
Hallelujah.
Branch is not Branham Tabernacle. Branch is not William Branham. The branch is whosoever will be plucked up out of your unbelief and planted into Him.
Amen.
I believe you raised your hand and also we were strangers. I don't know you. God does know you. You're not here for yourself. It's for the child. I see the light hanging over the child. If God will reveal to me what's wrong with your child, would you believe me to be His prophet and believe that I tell you the truth? You would. The child has a heart trouble. It's something like a valve, the doctor said. It's been examined. He wants to send it to the clinic right away. That's right. You're from here in Jeffersonville, over here on the street, Fulton Street. But that's right. And your name is Miss Burkhart, Irene Burkhart. We turn back to belief for the baby, it'll get well. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. If you just believe. This woman sitting here got nervous trouble. Yes, forget it. You're going home to be well now.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
If thou canst believe. Got your hand up like this, got back trouble. You believe God will make you well? You've ready to accept it? Then go home and be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. Yours is kidding, so go ahead. You got yours too, sir. God bless you.
Amen.
Have faith in God. Don't doubt.
Amen.
Colored woman. There's two of them. Right back in the back there, growth on the throat, in the throat. Believe with all your heart. You believe it, lady? A little bonnet-like on thing. You believe? Raise up your hand. All right, go home, it'll leave you. There's a younger woman in this. I don't know you. God does know you. You believe He can make you well?
Yes.
Well, go back to New Albany, Miss Pearl Allen, and be made well. Jesus Christ heals you.
You don't believe it.
Have faith in God. Do you believe with all your heart? Now, isn't or is this everything happening? Or is if you can just believe it, then. How do you do, sir? You believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God? You believe me to be the prophet? and believe that what I would tell you, you'd know was truth enough. You believe what I preached about this morning is the truth? You do believe it? You're here for a good thing. You're here to get rid of a habit. That's smoking. I see you looking at it and condemning the thing and holding it away from you. That's right. Listen, you want prayer for your wife. She has kind of busy spells, right? It's called what? Return to Owensboro, Kentucky, where you come from. Don't touch another one. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Go in the name of the Lord. You believe?
Amen.
Now look, this man come here. Just lay your hand on mine, mister. Here. Your back trouble's gone. Just go on down to your ass and come to God. You want to go eat your dinner? The stomach trouble will leave you if you believe it. Do you believe it? Go on your road. Just praise God and say thank you, Lord. How many believes with all your heart?
Amen.
God bless you. You're at your all, so you go and praise the Lord and say thank you, Lord. You have a trouble that a lot of people out there have, the nerves makes your heart tear on, heart trouble. If you believe with all your heart out there, how many's got a nervous heart and things like that? Raise your hands like that. Look out here. How could you ever call it, see? You believe with all your heart? You do too? All right. Go and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't doubt of it, to believe that what has been said to you is the truth. Believe that you are healed, you shall have what you ask for.
Amen.
The rest of you to the saints. How many else of you out there, sir? All right, sir. How many out there needy of God? Raise up your hands and say, look, get this. I cannot heal anybody. I am a man. If Christ was standing here, he could not heal any of you. He's laid down a program, and that program is you believe that he died for you, you can be healed by that. That's the only way. It's faith healing. Faith believe that Christ has paid the price for you. How many understand that now?
Amen.
All right. How many accept that?
Amen.
All right, while we pray, lay your hands on one another. Lay your hands over on one another, each one pray. Now you can go to your seat, sister. God bless you now. We made well. Yes, that's right. It's nervous condition, but it's true. Amen.
Nice.
Walk down through there now, see that.
Praise God.
You're getting feeling different, aren't you? Right. Say, there's your heel standing right here.
Amen.
You notice how you walked off the step then without that?
Amen.
Right. You're all right now. You can go home and be well. The Lord bless you. Now, with your hands on one another. We haven't got much time. It's merely news, and we've got a baptismal service yet. Surely, Pete, the great life of God, the great Holy Spirit, who infallibly shows that he's present, shows that that life coming from the throne of God is pulsating out into the branches to show life. Don't you believe that? No, I never healed any of these people come up here. Their faith did it because they were told something that's the truth. If you were here, it would do the same thing. Now, to you out there, he's revealing to you what you need. Now, while we pray, all together pray, you believe every word to be the truth, and watch what happens.
Yes,
you'll be healed. Now, you pray for the person. Don't pray for yourself. Pray for the person that you got your hands on. Let that person pray for you. Praying for one another. The Bible says this now. The very Bible said, the works that I do shall you also, said this. These signs shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Amen.
Now the God that made one promise and keeps it, if you are planted in that, by the rivers of water, it brings every divine presence of God, every promise right into your connection.
Amen.
You're a tree that's planted by the rivers of one water. That one water is Christ, His Holy Spirit. There's healing, there's salvation, there's joy, there's long suffering, meekness, gentleness, patience, all kinds of gifts. Laying right in that one precious name. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, that I will do. Now you pray in the name of Jesus for the person you got your hands on. I pray over all for all of you. Let the Holy Spirit that's present now heal every person. Lord, we would ask that your kindness would continue with us. Each one is praying in his or her own way. They have seen the Spirit of the living God made just as real as it was at Galilee, just as it was when Peter came there to the shore of Galilee and Jesus told him who he was, and just as real as it was when Nathanael came and he told him where he was the day before, just as real as it was at the gate of Samaria or at the well. Surely the people could say, this is the Spirit of the living God. Lord, give faith and presence of mind and presence of the Holy Spirit that each one praying might pray for the other a prayer of faith. I'm asking now, Lord, for those who have their hands on someone, that you'll give them unchanging faith just now for that person. And of course, that will result back to them. Oh, let it be, Lord God, let it be. He might bring them one by one across the platform with the same result. But still, it'll take a faith in the individual to believe God. And it is written, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Oh, Lord, keep thy promise this morning to every believer. And may the Holy Ghost just now move into the bodies of these sick people and take away all sickness and diseases. May there be such a confirmation of it until the hearts of those people will jump for joy, believing that God has made them well. May they go from this tabernacle singing and rejoicing and believing that God has made them whole. May they return at another date, happy, rejoicing, testifying with hundreds to testify today around the world of your healing power. This prayer we say over this people, asking it to be so in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. May the light of God break forth and heal all. Amen. I can, I will, I do believe. I can, I will, I do believe. I can, I will, I do believe that Jesus heals me now. Do you live? Raise your hand. I can, I will, I do believe. I can, I will, I do believe. I can, I will, I do that. I've been to people's houses and they'd cook good dinner, have to boil me a cup of hot water and set me down by a little barley broth, then with all kinds of good stuff on the table. One day I said to the Lord, I believe, oh my, I walked down the street with my first mouth full of food and was going to sing, I can, I will, I do believe. To try to come up, I push it back. I can, I will, I do believe. I can, I will, I do believe that Jesus heals me now. Yes, that's been 25 years ago. It's been real to me since then. I'm just so thankful for it. May it be the same thing for you. God bless you. Now, they're going to have baptismal service just in a few minutes, I believe. Yeah, that is, if there's some here to be baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If there is such people, so we'll know whether to dismiss the audience or hold them just a little bit. Would you raise your hands if somebody is to be baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus? 1, 2, 3, 4. All right? If the women will go to this side here and the man over here for preparation, if you will, while we sing once more.
Now, he never said he'd come back in a body form and do it, but he would send the Holy Ghost that would dwell in us, that Holy Ghost would divine the secrets of the heart. For he'll show you things to come, reveal the secrets of the heart. Is that true? He promises. Then if he's the same, and I say this, that I believe that this great Spirit that's among us is the Holy Spirit. I believe that he's called me for this purpose. Doesn't make me any more than the man that got saved this morning. Just your servant, your brother, make me less than you. Because I'm sent to serve you. I'm a servant to the public. A public service is a minister. To serve the public. To be the underdog. To take the snots and gloves of the public, whatever it is, stand there. And if you haven't got grace enough to smile and take it, then you ought to go back to Calvary and reconfirm your commission. That's what you're supposed to do. Now, but if Christ is here, then let Christ speak. I don't know the woman. God knows. I don't know the woman. I don't know nothing about her. But if I told the truth, then Jesus Christ has to stand by his word because it is the truth. Does that make it right? All of us do that. All right. Now here's where the showdown comes. Is the scripture right or is it wrong? Now, here's where it is not in some dark room. It is not, you know, where the devil works. Right here before the house of God. Right here before the anointed saints and the children of God. The purchase of his blood. Here we stand, both of us. Before God, before this holy platform, this Bible, the Holy Spirit present. Now what's going to happen? I'm a man, just like you are. Now it has to take divine. It has to take spirit. Or it won't work. But I know that he's here. He made the promise. He can't go back on the promise. Now, Lord, from henceforth I pray that you will manifest yourself, that people might see that you're the Son of God. And this is permitted by you to fulfill the word to reach Gentiles. The Jews saw it in their days. The Samaritans saw it in their days. But the Gentiles didn't see it because it was hid from them. And you said they'd have their day. Now, it's the Gentiles' age, and you're showing them. If you revealed yourself as Messiah to the Jews by telling Peter who he was, telling Nathaniel where he was, and you revealed yourself to the Samaritans by telling a woman that the trouble she had, then you cannot pass the Gentiles for just joining church. They have to receive the supernatural because you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you make yourself known the same. Grant, Lord, it'll be so to fulfill thy word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask it. And Father, I pray that you'll protect the people, because we realize that if evil spirits be upon these sick people, they'll go to critics or what more. So I pray that you'll protect and give mercy to all of us. We ask in Christ's name, amen. I just want you just to answer it. First, I want to talk to you like our Lord talks to the woman at the well. Now you say, why are you doing that, Brother Bannon? Catch your spirit. Just like he did. He said, bring me a drink. She come brought a drink. Was going to bring a drink, but she said, it's not customary if you Jews to ask American stuff. He began to talk to her, but if you knew who you were talking to. Now, upon this, we're strangers meeting our first time. Then you're here for some purpose. I don't know what it is. But if the Lord God will reveal to me what you're here for, or something that you have done, something that you are looking to be done. And if he can tell you what you have been, surely you know what you will be. For you know where that's the truth or not. You know where that's true. Because you're the one to live that part of life. Well, if he can tell you what you have been, then can tell you what you will be, you certainly feel good about doing it, wouldn't you? Sure would. So that's the secret of it. That's the power of it. That's the Holy Spirit to reveal himself as he comes. Now, you're a woman, me a man, we're standing here. You are got a spirit, you wouldn't be standing there. I have spirit, I wouldn't be standing here. I perceive that you are a Christian, because just as quick as your spirit catches here, it's welcome. The Holy Spirit, which is above us, recognizes you as his child. Now, I had no idea whether the woman was Christian or a sinner or a blasphemer or what, but that's spirit. And now, if the congregation, how many of you ever seen the picture of that angel of the Lord that they got in Washington, D.C.? And here it is, right here between me and the woman. Now, you'll admit, or you know that something's here, a real sweet feeling. That's right. So the people that know it, just raise your hand so they see a real sweet feeling. I'm looking right straight at that line. It's moving right between me and the woman. Now, that pillar of fire followed the children of Israel in the wilderness. It was in the burning bush that talked to Moses. When it was represented in a man, Jesus, he said before Abraham was, I am. I am was the one in the burning bush. And the work that I am did when it was in Jesus promised it would come in the last days and do the same thing again. Here it is. Same pillar of fire. Scientists know it. The world knows it. The church knows it. We know it. Here it is. Will it work? Is it the same thing? Certainly. It's the same thing. There's some blood disease wrong with this woman. I see the blood look like it's thin or white. Or it's diabetes. She has sugar diabetes. Right. I don't know the woman. Let her be the witness.
Amen.
A test was showing something that was sugar diabetes.
That's, right.
That's what's wrong with
you. That's, right.
That's true. Now you say you guessed that, Brother Daniel. This is a guess. Besides that, she suffers with a tremendous nervousness. That's right. You got something wrong with your legs also. That's thus saith the Lord. It isn't guessing, is it? You're not from here. You've come to South. You're from Texas. Your name is Miss Christian. Go back. You're healed.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now it isn't guessing, is it, friend? It's the Spirit of the Lord. If thou canst believe. She's just rejoicing now, having a wonderful time in the Spirit, see? Something happened to her. The curse left the woman. If you'd been suffering like that, you'd probably be feeling the same way. All right, thank you. Now, do you believe that the Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? If the Lord Jesus will speak through me and tell me what's your trouble, you'll know whether it's the truth or not. You're not here for yourself. You're here for somebody else. The son. The son has lung trouble and trouble with the bowel. Now, that handkerchief that you wipe the tears with, put it on you. Don't doubt. You get well. Don't doubt. God bless you, sister. How do you do, lady? Now, this woman standing here is shattered to death. Mm-hmm. You believe the Lord can heal you? God heals cancer, you know that. Cancer of the breast. That's right. But you're accepting your healing. You're Mrs. Woodward. Return. Believe with all your heart. It'll lead you. If you still believe just like you are now, you'll not die with it. God bless you. Go on your road. You go. Have faith. Now, this is a lady, I believe, that spoke to me this morning. Said you've been healing and eating before. All right? 7 years ago. All right? Just move up off the stand there. If you can, maybe you hear me a little better. Just move this way. Just a little closer. Then, as far as I know, we're strangers to each other. no more than just saying howdy do to you this morning. Now, I told you, if you wanted something for discernment, better wait till tonight so that we could get together in the room and let the Holy Spirit reveal something maybe that would help us. Now, you're very sick because you can't hardly stand it. And you want to believe. You're trying to believe. You was once shattered to death, too. That T-birth or something like that you had years ago. And now you've got trouble in your throat. And you're afraid it's cancer. You're afraid that's what it is. You're wondering if that is true. Also, you want prayer, you're praying for something, or someone that's in your home. You are from Ohio, Mrs. McCarroll. O Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, cast away the fear from this child. If you spare her life years ago from that shadow and she had passed away, it be likewise tonight. I condemn this devil. Leave the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. May she return and be well. Come into a future meeting giving testimony of this healing. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. But don't doubt a bit. Go home. Get well. Sure, I believe you all right. Walk on out there and talk to you. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. You believe, sir? You believe me to be his prophet? It just is certain. Let's say it like that. We're strangers to one another. I don't know you, and you don't know me. Now, there's something happened somewhere. Something happened in the army. No, it wasn't. It's again. It's somebody you're praying for. It's a child. That's right. All right. It was a child. I thought it was a child in the audience, but it's your child. Oh, several things wrong. Except for hernia operation and so forth. You're from Illinois. You turn back. Hey, that's right. The child. Okay. Lord bless you. Now believe it? Have faith in God. Don't doubt. I know this man sitting here in the corner. I don't know his name, but I know that he comes here. He comes down every once in a while. He's from Michigan. But he's sitting there praying. I don't know what his trouble is for right now, but I do know now.
Amen.
So I'm going to tell him because I believe he's going to help him.
Amen.
Your back trouble's left you.
Amen.
Amen. You believe with all your heart, sir? Blood trouble. You're not from here either. You're in Georgia. You're Mr. Johnson. Go back. Leave with all your heart. Now.
Amen.
I don't know you, don't believe. But I've seen just a shower appear here. Is this shower in the building? Oh, she's praying for the same things wrong with this woman. You got stomach trouble, and you got stomach trouble. And that's right. Is that demon trying to hold each one of you? You're healed, Lord. You don't believe that, do you? You believe God will heal and make him well? A little boy. Pray to see you. If you believe that God will make it be all right, don't worry, Sister Funk. It'll be all right. God bless you. Who else has got prayer cards? Look, about one or two more. Again.
Is that your mother? I see her standing by you. You got a guard or she won't stay guard.
That's right.
If thou canst believe, all things are possible.
Amen.
Just have faith in God. Just any of you look and live. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Well, Christ is here. Amen. Feel different now, don't you, sis? Now you go home and be well now. Just, well, sure, sure. Amen. Just see, you've got that complex wrapped around, you see. But the power of it broke just a few minutes ago now. Just keep believing. Press right on. Go forward. Speak. By his stripes I'm healed. Stand out to it. You just go on and be well. Everything will be all right. Lift all light around you now where it's dark when he's on your platform. You're all right. The blessing's on you now if you just keep on going. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you believe with all your heart?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. I just feel like the Holy Spirit wants to do something right outstanding. Amen. Stop crying over there, lady. You're praying for a friend that's in the New Albany Hospital with TB. You believe he's here?
Amen.
Well, let's bow our heads just a moment now. Holy Spirit of God, while my flesh is a trembling anointing with your presence, not only mine but others in here, the power of your resurrection lives among us just now. We are aware that we're standing before the living God who shook Mount Sinai. Not only that, but he'll shake the earth at his coming. Who raised up Jesus from the dead and standing here in this little church tonight. Lord, we could not build a place that would be worthy for you to come to. But in your humility, you've come to the humblest. We're so thankful for that. You have visited us. You've proved yourself among us. We believe your word. Lord, I've spoken as your servant. Now may we go forward as the message has bid us. May we go forward in the power of his resurrection. May there not be a feeble person. May the Holy Ghost just completely take into this building now and heal every person that's here. May there not be any sickness left among us. May there not be one doubt among the people. May there be such a shaking among the people just now that they'll feel that all things are well. Grant it, Lord. While we have our heads bowed, I want the person who you're sitting next to, I want you to lay your hands on the person next to you. Just lay your hands on them. Inside or out, no matter where you are. Lay your hands over on one another. I don't care what you have need of. That doesn't matter a bit. I don't care where the person is. Might be across the seas, across the ocean. No matter where it is, God covers all space, fills all time. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's infinite. He's here now. He hears your prayer. The Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe, and each one of you are a believer. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. You've got your hands on one another. You're connected up here as a group. Now, I want you to pray for each other. Pray in your own way. Each one of you. Just start praying. Pray for the next person. Say, Lord, heal the person I got my hands on. Lord Jesus, as they are praying, hear their prayers, Lord, that they might know that it isn't just one servant. They are your servants. We're all one. We love you, Lord. Our different phases, our different creeds, our denominations never separate us from the living God. We are now in his presence. We're thankful and grateful that you're here. We're unworthy of your presence, but we pray that you'll answer our prayer. We're doing this according to your word. You said these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. And they're laying hands on each other. Let the great Holy Spirit, who can reveal the secrets of the heart that was promised by the Bible, the living, resurrected Jesus who promised to be with us to the end of the consummation, let him now perform the work that he promised. We believe you, Lord, as we commit this audience into your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Upon the basic authority of the written word of Almighty God, by the evidence of the Holy Spirit, who is here present, that knows the secrets of the heart and reveals the secrets to the people. Upon the presence of him, the basis of God's word, I pronounce each and every one of you healed in the name of Jesus Christ. May you go and never sick no more. May God bless you and protect you. I hope to see you again real soon. Until then, the service back to the pastor, Brother Carmel.
There may be some here that can't come to the healing service, and I just want to be anointed and prayed for. A whole bunch of us ministers here would be glad to minister to you in any way that we could. Now, the regular healing service will be tonight. That is, if you can stay and wait. If you can't, come right here now. There's a lady who's got to go in the back that's got a heart case or something. Or, I mean, she's up here. Somebody pointed her finger up here, the lady here, that's got heart trouble that can't come back tonight. It's real serious and wants to, and can't come in the line. Now, see, the reason we ask for the line, in there, we can, myself, everyone has a different way of praying. Some prays in one way, some other. Mine, if I know what I'm talking about, then I can act. But if I went out here to say I was going to fix an automobile and I don't know one thing about it, well, I'd get me a wrench and look around. I wouldn't know. See? Well, now, many people just has that predominating faith that goes right out there and challenges those things and casts them away. To me, I have to see what God's plan is for that first. You see, you have to watch. A prophetic gift is a strange thing. You can do things with it to get yourself in trouble. How many know that?
Amen.
Look at Elijah. Elijah. He was a young fellow, went bald-headed, and some little children is teasing him about being bald-headed. So why didn't you go up like Elijah did? And he turned around and put a curse on those children, and 42 of them was killed. That ain't the nature of the Holy Spirit. See? That prophet angered and just put a curse in what he said. Jesus said, on down in the scriptures that I read this morning, if you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said will come to pass, you can have what you said. There you are. So you have to watch what you're doing. Now, look at Moses. He had power. It wasn't God's will to bring water out of the rock. I may know that the second time. You're supposed to speak to it, not smite it. God told him to speak to it. He turned around and smote it because he had the power to do it. God took him up on the mountain and said, look over yonder. See the land, but I'll not let you go over because what you've done down there at the rock. See? So he had to watch and do it. Now, that's the reason I'm always trying. And I feel like that soon, maybe within the next few days, I have a feeling that God's going to speak to me again. See? I'm laying in the woods day and night, waiting for that time. I've been feeling for the last 2 or 3 weeks that He was going to speak to me. I believe I'm going to have something change. I've looked forward for it for a long time. The prediction that was given here not long ago of what would take place, it did. But it just seems like down in me there's something moving. And I just stay out, go early in the morning, out at night, waiting, watching to see what He'll say. And every once in a while, I'll get out on my knees and say, are you here, Lord? Is there anything that you want your servant to know? That's the reason I'm watching. I want the hour to come where we won't have to have discernment, where I have faith without it. Now think, a vision comes here. Say, this woman or this lady or whoever it is, I don't know, man, whoever you might be, well, come up here. I never seen you in my life. And yet He shows me there who you are. What's the matter with you? Where you come from? What you did to cause this? There has to be a cause for everything. And what if somebody sinned? Maybe they did do something you ought not to have done. Maybe they ought to have done something they did not do. Or something on that manner. And here they are with the God permitting Satan to hold that curse on them. To bring him to something, to obedience. Sickness sometimes is a whip God uses to bring obedience. And while that person stand there, I say, oh, hallelujah, glory to God, praise God, and arm with arm, pray over him, and I help him to cast that evil spirit off of him. And God permitted it to be put on there. I'm in trouble right then with God. You know what I mean? But when I see there that the Lord says a certain thing, maybe Satan just did it. And I see there's nothing in that person's life to enter. Then I have faith to walk up there. I have faith because I've seen him when he come to me and told me to do it. And then another thing is, maybe if they've done something wrong, I say, you did a certain thing. That's right. Well, make that right. I promise before God I'll make it right. Look back again and see them well out there years to come. Still well. Then you know God's already spoken. Just waiting for you to say the word. That's all. That's the way I watch make my ministry slow, take each case and watch it. Then I know what I'm talking about. See? I know exactly what to say to the person. Now, there has been times I've seen death over a person. I wouldn't say anything. I just say, the Lord bless you. Have faith in God. God will heal you. You just have faith. Go on like that. Knowing in my heart that they're not going to live because, well, you just don't want to tell them that. Unless you have to. If the Holy Spirit reveals it, you know it's been done many times. Some say, might as well make ready. You're going. There ain't nothing going to save you. I had a little girl here some time ago. The father said, if he healed that little girl, he'd be a Christian. I wanted that family to be a Christian. I went out of the house. The little child had double pneumonia. They'd give her all the penicillin that they could give her. Didn't take any effect. She's got lower and lower and lower. And I went out to see her. I went in there and I said, I don't know. I said, I'm going to pray. And I went in and prayed for her and with all my heart. And the doctor come that afternoon and said her fever's dropped. Next morning he come, said that child's so much better, said she can get up for the night. Oh, the father and I went to see her, met me, and he was rejoicing. He said, oh, brother Branham. And I said, Lee, I'm so glad to see your baby like that. And the Holy Spirit appeared to me, said she's not going to live but 3 days. And the father was going to come to Christ. Said, now when you have your meeting, I'm ready to be baptized, him and his family. Now, I couldn't tell him. I hated to tell him. I knew the baby was going to die. I went back and told my wife, told a lot of friends and my neighbors, and they, the baby ain't going to live, little girl about 8 years old. I said, she ain't going to live. She'll be dead within 3 days. I seen that mother stand there crying, bowed her head 3 times, the tears run down. I see a little white casket pass through the room. Just want to stand there. I said, she's going to go. Well, I said, you ought to go tell Lee. And I said, I don't want to tell you. I said, I love little Beatrice first, and you all know who I'm talking about. So I said, I love little Beatrice, and I don't want her to know it, and I don't want to tell the father. And I said, I don't know what to do, but I know the baby. In 3 days, she was gone. See? I said, I didn't want to tell the father. Now, that way, now lots of times I went and prayed in Africa there where there was only about 3 or 4 people on the platform. And when something take place on the platform, I just made a congregational prayer. And 25,000 miracles taking place at once. See? It's the people's faith. Now, a lot of times we bring the people right up to the platform, lay hands on them, pray for them, send them out. They go out and get well. See? So, it's just what other people think. It's their faith anyhow. But to curse a thing, I want to know first what I'm doing. That's me doing it then. If you come have hands laid on, that's your faith. That's what you believe. You understand what I mean now, everybody? See? And I'm afraid to say, here comes a person, I don't know about, I've never seen him before. Brother Bam, I got so-and-so with me. I got cancer, I got tuberculosis. I'm just afraid to say that. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, I just rather say, I'll pray for you. See, like that. But when I can see a vision, see what's going to take place. That's different. See, I know what to do. I understand, man. What, it's just like walking in anything, but a lot of times I pray for the people hundreds of times. Brother Shire sitting right back there. I'm looking at him now. I've been somewhere to a funeral service, buried Sister Roberson's mother. Brother Shire, I've never seen a man in any more condition than he was in. Migraine headaches or something. I don't know. And he got to a place he's unconscious, like didn't know nothing. Walked by his room, just had a word of prayer, walked back out. I said, just as certain as I'm standing here, you'll be healed. And that was it. Walked right out. Miss Woods there, her mother laying dying with the cancer on her face, sir. You know what it is? You even touch your lip here. In here, you can die in a little bit. A bee stung a man down here below New Albany recently. Stung him on the lip. He died in about 2 minutes. Anything right here, don't ever squeeze nothing on your lips because it runs to the nerve that runs to your brain. Really, people, a man should never shave over their lips. That's exactly right. When your razor pulls, tears comes in your eyes. It's bad right in there because the main nerve. Here, some time ago, I was over here where Gene Leo. There's a girl there worked at the apothecary, down here at the apothecary. Now I went in there to get some kind of something other for my kids to get vitamins and stuff for their colds and so forth. And she was telling out there in the neighborhood, there's a certain minister there. He said, do you mean to tell me that Brother Branham would give one of his children medicine? It's not knowing. And I said, well, I said, I ain't got a bit more faith in nothing in the world. Just 2 days after that, his shaving cut his lip, squeezed it like that. He was in the hospital the next day under an oxygen tent, and about 4 or 5 days later come out of his face swell like that. See? Come out like that because he squeezed the place on his lip. See? You have to be careful what you do about that lip trouble in here. Now, back to the spirit, the spiritual side. See, you have to know what you're approaching, what you're doing. If you don't know, don't do it. Now, in prayer for the sick, oh, I could say many, many things. Miss Woods, that I was speaking of, her mother, a cancer done hit down into these veins. Her face is swelled out. Leo, Jean, and I was in Michigan, and we heard it on the phone. My wife called me and said, Miss Woods' mother's a dying. I walked across the river. There sat Miss Woods all tore up. She said, her mother dying. I went into the room and stayed there with her a long time. No vision, but just as I walked to her, just something inside of me said she's going to live. I walked back out, Mr. and Miss Woods sat there and said, well, what did the Lord say? Did you see a vision? I said, no. They, right quick. They'd been in a meeting seen the visions. They got downcast. But just in a minute, I said, but something told me, it's as much thus saith the Lord as a vision, that the woman's going to live. And she did. A cancer over here, down at her face like that. And you hear, done went into the bone, eat all the bone out and things around like that, all the meat down into the bone like that. And she's living today, not just hardly a scar there where it was at. See? And what scattered, the doctor gave her a shot in it and scattered it on out, you see? And that did her, try to burn it off or something they try to do to it. Now, it's the people's faith, what you got faith in. If thou, here, Jairus said, come lay your hands on my girl, my daughter, and she'll live. You remember that? The Roman said, I'm not worthy, you come under my roof. Just speak the word, my servant lives. Is that right? There you are, it depends on the faith. Now, is a lady here that's got the heart trouble that couldn't come back tonight? If she's here, on the left. All right, sir. All right, young lady. If you want to come right up this way now, you just come right ahead. Anybody else, you're welcome.
I want Brother Cash and Brother here.
I believe Brother Beeler's in the midst too, isn't he? Come here, Brother Beeler. Another preacher? Any of the ministers that we come now, we want to pray for this young woman. They said it was heart trouble. Is that right? That's the greatest killer we have, heart trouble. But do you know Jesus lives in the heart? Have you accepted him in there? You live here in the city, do you? Oh, hi. You can be healed of your heart trouble. God is a healer. He heals the heart. He heals every member of the body, every organ. Now, come over this way, brother. Let's come with you. I want the congregation to bow their heads here.
as we minister according to your word. Amen. Dear God, these evil, wrinkled hands of this dear mother has ministered to her children and her grandchildren, has ministered to me many times. And she's needed me this morning. And we are standing as you're preaching that you're such a great God, such a great powerful God, and not a God of history, a God of present tense. I am. And I pray, O Lord God, that you'll send your blessings of healing upon her body, hands upon her in the name of Jesus. May she leave here today and get well. And live many happy years yet to serve. And we shall have all the praise for these things that as she walks about and tells people of what happened. Amen. There you are.
I prayed for her several years ago with tuberculosis. She was healed. She's sick, but she has to have discernment to know just exactly what she's done or what more about it. Which I do believe, oh, this young lady and them we prayed for a while ago is going to be well. I believe that with all that's in me. I just believe it. You believe it too?
Amen.
I have the same kind of feeling about them that I had about your mother, Miss Wood, see? Or like it did you, Brother Shower, and many others here. I just feel they're going to be well. That's all. They have drove a long ways and come to the service, and that shows their faith. You know the Bible speaks of that in the last days? That's right. Oh, it'll be light in the evening time. Is that right? It'll be light. The same gospel, the same Holy Spirit, the same power of God would be here to heal the sick and afflicted as it was. And God is present right now. Present right now. He's just as present now as He will be tonight. It's the same. To heal the sick and afflicted. Isn't He good?
Amen.
Let's sing a chorus. Wonderful Jesus is to me. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Let's sing it all together. Oh, wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me.
Counselor, Prince of Peace, God
is He. Oh, save me. Keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Oh, wonderful, oh, wonderful, Jesus is to me.
Counselor,
Prince of Peace, my God is He. Oh, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. I once was lost, now I'm found, free from condemnation. Jesus gives liberty and a full salvation, saving me, keeping me
from all sin and shame.
Oh, wonderful is my redeemer, praise Him. Just sing it, everyone, now. Lift it up.
Counselor, Prince of Peace, my God is here.
Oh, save me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Praise His name. Oh, wonderful, oh, wonderful. Raise up your hands when you speak. Counselor, Prince of Peace,
my God is He.
Oh, save me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Amen. Let's just raise up our hands, I am thanking everyone in your own way. Lord, we thank You for Your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, for all that you have done for us. It's been good to be here. We would say with Peter and him, let us build three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. But that blessed boy says, this is my beloved son, hear ye him. So wonderful is Jesus, the Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Be with us through the coming day, Lord. Bless us now. Give us a great service tonight. Bless your servants everywhere across the world. Bless the meetings that's coming up across the nation, Lord. Out in the San Jose, California, other places where the meetings and people are gathering now for the great services. Be with us tonight. Be with the folks at the tabernacle all across the nation, everywhere it's called your name. Grant, Lord, that you'll be there. In Jesus' name, I'll turn this service to the pastor, which is with me. 6:30.